Good morning, my friends. This is Missionary James Robinette with Mission Africa, and by the Lord's gracious will, I am blessed once again to worship Him in the teaching and preaching ministry of the precious Word of God, and to also enjoy fellowship with you, dear Christian believer, at this time. We thank God for His faithfulness. He blesses His people with peace, love with faith, and His marvelous saving grace. His great salvation that comes by grace is for all who come by faith to love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. In Ephesians chapter 6, in the last two verses of this book, that's verses 23 and 24, which read in the New King James Version, the Holy Bible, "Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen." Friends, you can learn more about our ministry, Mission Africa, at www.missionafricajk.home.blog. Let us pray. Father in heaven and Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and give you praise for the peace that you give to your people, and that your precious gift of love with faith and grace comes to those that you save, your people who in true holiness come to love you, Lord Jesus Christ, in sincerity, and through you to love the Father and to live in humble obedience to God, turning from all sins continually. Thank you for your faithful word. Thank you for the treasure that the Word of God indeed is, the depth of truth that we find in the Word of God. And we ask that you would once again bless the teaching today to our very hearts, and that we will rejoice in your peace and love with faith and grace. We give you thanks and praise for your precious blessing to us. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen and amen. Friends, last Lord's Day, we finished a section of verses, that is 21 through verse 22 of Ephesians chapter 6, and we talked about Tychicus, a loving, able Christian minister who was able to comfort the hearts of the Ephesian Christians. And in today's verses, this final benediction by Paul, we see once again the importance of Christian love. Paul's final blessing to the Ephesians, his very final words to them in this marvelous book, end with his hope, and I must assume his prayer, that God's peace and love, God's marvelous grace, the precious blessing that comes through saving faith, would be with the people of God in Ephesus, and with other Christians who would hear the book of Ephesians read, and that they would love the Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. We mentioned last Lord's Day that, as we find in verse 23, Paul's blessing to the Ephesians of love with faith and peace comes from the source of God the Father, and also comes from the source, the Lord Jesus Christ, both divine persons. And now we'll take a closer look at this truth. Peace comes from God. He is the source, that is, the Father. Philippians 4, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God," a reference to the Father, "which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And Philippians 4, verse 9 says, "The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace," once again a reference to the Father, "will be with you." That same name for God, that same reference, is found in Romans chapter 15, verse 33. "Now, the God of peace be with you all. Amen," in another benediction written by Paul. And peace, which comes from God the Father, also marvelously comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, the source of peace. John 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The peace that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ is not a temporary, fading peace as the world gives, but His peace is a permanent, lasting, in fact, eternal peace with God and is enjoyed by a Christian believer. The peace that Jesus gives brings it to pass that the Christian's heart is not troubled. It is not afraid. Praise the Lord. Trouble and fear are overcome for the Christian believer, though we experience oftentimes struggle in this, but trouble and fear are overcome by the peace that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us through His Spirit, a surpassing peace, a peace which surpasses our ability to truly comprehend or understand, but is a peace that we nevertheless fully and truly experience. Peace comes from our source, the Lord Jesus Christ, as it does from God the Father. We find in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, Christ, who will come, that Isaiah prophesies about, is here called by the prophet the Prince of Peace, or the Lord of Peace. His rule is a rule of peace, and He gives peace in His rule to His people. His kingdom can be thought of as a kingdom of peace. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, the Word of God says that the angels sang at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Peace that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, the ruler of peace. This spiritual peace from the Father, from the Son, which surpasses, goes beyond our ability to understand. We are limited and finite in our understanding. But this spiritual peace comes by the Spirit, and it comes from God and the Lord Jesus Christ to those who are bound to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, united to Christ by saving faith. The Bible tells us there is no peace for the wicked. Ultimately and finally, there will be no peace for sinners who perish without the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace cannot be known by a sinner, a man who is wicked in this sense, who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and who does not repent of his sins, that is, who is not united to the Lord Jesus Christ, the ruler of peace, the source of peace. I long sought for some peace in my soul before I came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I always longed and searched in vain for peace. That was one reason why I indulged so heavily in alcohol and drugs before my conversion, seeking some measure or feeling of peace. And when I came to the Lord Jesus Christ, the wonderful peace of God overwhelmed me and filled my soul. And I have enjoyed that marvelous peace with God, though to be quite honest, of course, I must say that I struggle many, many times. I am fearful. I am troubled in heart. I must draw near the Lord, remember His precious truths. His peace again rules over me. It amazingly surpasses my understanding. I experience it. I enjoy it. And I know it. But there is no peace for the wicked sinner without Christ. Peace cannot be known by them, and peace is not known by them, and forever shall not be known by them without repentance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is because peace with God only comes to a sinner through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, powerfully sourced in God the Father, powerfully sourced in God the Son, flowing from God the Father and the Son by the Spirit into the very soul of the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. But a man without Christ is cut off from peace. He is cut off from the source of peace. Romans 5 verse 1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This speaks of the condition of peace that is enjoyed by the Christian believer. God has declared him righteous through his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has been reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is no longer an enemy of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the conflict, the state of war and peacelessness that the sinner had before his justification has been ended. God has made him to be at peace with himself. He has peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And Romans chapter 5 verse 1 communicates so clearly that this peace only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, this saving peace with God, and it comes through Christ. Isaiah prophesied about in Isaiah 53 verse 5, "The chastisement for our peace was upon him." That glorious picture of the suffering servant of God, the Messiah who would come, who would be crucified, who would be rejected by men, made a man of sorrows, despised and not esteemed, who was taken from prison and from judgment, who would shed his precious blood, lay down his very life, his breath, his being to save, to give his blood an atonement for sin for all who will believe in him, who came under the chastisement for a believer's peace. That is, the punishment of their sin, chastisement, came upon him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and this chastisement upon Christ makes it possible that the peace of God comes to a believer. The sin of a believer is rightly likened to a warfare, a battle with God. And this enmity, this hatred for God, this resistance of God in disobedience is such a great evil that God punishes this evil in his Son Jesus Christ. The chastisement comes upon him, and he is chastised, punished for our great evil, our hatred with God, so that peace comes to us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, crucified, dead, and buried, and risen again from death for God's people, only for God's people. And the peace that we experience and enjoy from God and the Lord Jesus Christ is enjoyed by those who are reconciled to God, who were formerly enemies, estranged. Colossians 1 verses 19 and 20 tell us, "For it pleased the Father that in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, all the fullness should dwell," all the fullness of God, that is, he is fully God, equal to the Father, "and that by him," that is, by the Lord Jesus Christ, "it pleased the Father to reconcile all things to himself." That is, he brings sinners to be at peace with him, reconciles his enemies, establishes relationship with them, a saving relationship, and he does this by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, bloodied and beaten, sorrowing and sighing, giving up his life on the terrible tree. This reconciliation through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ affects all things on earth or in heaven. All things on earth or in heaven, that speaks of the glorified souls who have gone to be in heaven who had sinned previously, and saved souls on earth who had previously sinned against God and yet still sin against God, but are redeemed, reconciled through the Lord Jesus Christ, his precious blood shed for them. And in this, Jesus Christ makes peace. There is peace made through the blood of his cross, Colossians 1 verse 20 says. And so in this world of trouble, the trouble being caused by the enmity and hatred of sinners, God overcomes the enmity of sinners through the blood of his precious Son, which was shed on his cross. Once again, this marvelous verse, which speaks peace to the hearts of all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and who calls all who hear it to salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. These marvelous verses say, "For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." Notice that reconciliation comes with the Father only through the blood of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear listener, trust him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was bloodied and who is risen gloriously from death. Trust him today. Trust him now and be at peace with God from the moment that you trust him and forevermore, for eternity. What a precious, precious gift is the peace of God that surpasses understanding, that comes to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. In his benediction, Paul speaks of love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Here again we see that God the Father is the source of love with faith. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Here again, God's love is linked with faith and comes to the man who believes. And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 speaks of the gift of God, faith, which is not of works. Verses 8 through 10 of Ephesians chapter 2, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." And so God the Father is the source of love, and God the Father is the source of faith, as is the divine Son. Christ is the source of love and faith. We see in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, that the Word of God says, "I live by the faith of the Son of God." He is the source of faith. And Galatians 2:20 also says, "Who loved me and gave himself for me." Christ, the source of love for a redeemed sinner. Galatians 2:20, a marvelous verse, says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And so love with faith, that is saving love, this love is always joined to faith. Saving love is always joined to saving faith. Love without faith is not a saving love. And faith without love is not a saving faith. Those that God loves savingly are united to Christ Jesus in love and eternally. And those who come to love Jesus Christ salvifically will have faith throughout their lifetimes and go to be with God forever. And so there is love without salvation, and there is faith without salvation, yet there is no salvation without love and no salvation without faith. When we consider this for a moment, we see and understand that faith, a simple trust in the Lord Jesus Christ from one's heart, because one has come to know and learn of Christ, this trust unites us to Christ, who is the divine Son of God, God in all of his fullness, with a human nature, and God who loves us. And so sensibly, we trust a God who loves us and has our best interest in mind and who wants to deliver us from our sins that we have brought upon ourselves. This makes the greatest sense when we come to realize that God is trustworthy, that God is sincere, that God is true, that God is light, that God is holy, that God is love, and that God's heart is set upon us for good, that God is powerful and able to rescue us, and that he does rescue us as we simply come to him, not resisting him, disbelieving him, denying him, turning from him, but as we come trusting him, turning away from our sin that has kept us from him. And so we turn to God by a trust, and we trust him who loves us as he has declared. We find again that faith and love are linked together in 1 John chapter 4 in verses 7 through 11, which say, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." We see the glorious salvation and liberation that God gives to those that he loves in these wonderful verses. That is, that they are called the beloved, beloved of God himself, to those God dearly loves. And John instructs that because we are loved by God himself, and because God is loving, he is called here love. It comes only from him. God is love. They are born of him. They have come to know their Father in the intimacy of saving love. John declares clearly that the man who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Again, the Father is the source. The Son is the source. God is loving. And verse 9 says, "In this the love of God was manifested." That is, God's amazing, powerful love has been revealed to us. It has been made known. In this way, God declares his love. He acted. He sent his Son, his only begotten Son, truly God with his Father, into this world of sinners, so that we might live through him, that is, so that sinners might live through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. This is love, John says. God first loved us. We did not first love God. In fact, had God not first loved us, we would have never loved God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And love is known in this way. Let all who have ears to hear, hear. The love of God is manifested. God declares it in the propitiation of Christ for our sins. That is, he was crucified in blood and awful fiery wrath, suffering the chastisement for sins. This is love, God declares. The bloody cross, Jesus giving himself to death for sinners. And John calls those who have come to Christ through his bloody cross, whose sins are atoned for, the beloved once again, saying, if God has loved us, we also ought to love one another. Words fail me to describe the depths of Christ's love for sinners, for me, for you, dear sinner friend. But the words of a great hymn, I believe, help us to understand the deep love of Christ a bit more, and I hope experience the deep love of Christ more. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, and boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward to my glorious rest above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, spread his praise from shore to shore. How he loveth, ever loveth, changeth never, nevermore. How he watches o'er his loved ones, died to call them all his own. How for them he intercedeth, watches o'er them from the throne. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, love of every love the best. 'Tis an ocean vast of blessing, 'tis a haven sweet of rest. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, 'tis a heaven of heavens to me, and it lifts me up to glory, for it lifts me up to thee. Faith, a trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, brings us into this deep, deep love of God, which also truly surpasses our understanding, but which we experience and enjoy in Jesus Christ. And so trust in him with all of your heart. Break off your sins and enjoy the deep love of Jesus Christ, my friend. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for such love. Thank you for such blessing of grace and peace, of saving faith that you have given to your people. And we thank you, Lord. We are overwhelmed by your grace and love and peace today, and we rejoice in it. How wonderful, truly like an ocean that covers over us and which moves us ever more fully to you, the infinite source of all joy, peace, blessing, and grace. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and love you in return through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen and amen. And so, my friends, until next Lord's Day morning, may the Lord bless you.